Mr. Hogevane, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I saw the price of gold yesterday afternoon up big.
Oh, yeah. Broke 2,600.
And that's huge for you, right?
Absolutely. We had a lot of people just coming in and selling. I mean, this is definitely the time to do it. Got to catch it when it's high. Sell
Absolutely.
On the high. Now
Absolutely.
Is the time. Now is the time.
I said big for you, but it's really big for your customers and our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do thank all the listeners that are coming into the store. Very much appreciate that. You take advantage of this. Gold is at its high. Silver is very high as well. I want to say versus the year, gold is up 26% and gold's up like 32%, or silver's up 32% and gold's up 26%. So,
all right. You ready to get to some texts and calls?
Absolutely.
312-981-7200 if you want to find out how much something is worth. Let's start with a text from the 847. I have 8 Morgan silver dollar coins between 1881 and 1891. They were my grandfather's. He came here from Italy. When he died, I got the coins, or the mom got the coins, and now she left them to me. Sentimental, but how much are they worth?
Well, so Morgan silver dollars, this definitely is in a nice grouping of years. Condition is going to be key, and what mint they were minted at. So in this year's that do drop or fall the Carson City dollars. So, you know, if you have a Carson City one, those are going to be definitely more. You know, condition is I can't stress that one enough. But the bare minimum would be about $25 per coin. And if you have the right one in the right grade, it's going to be in the thousands.
Thousands for each one?
Potentially, just pretend, all depends on the grade.
All right, 847, bring it down to Brian the Cashman. You're at 16 West Ogden in Westmont, just west of Cass. People can text and call you your phone number too, right?
Absolutely. The phone number we have is a textable number as well as call ability.
630-969-9600. 708, excellent condition, still original box. Looks like gold-plated Jordan cards. You looking at that picture, Brian?
Yeah, I sure am. Yep.
What do you think?
The Upper Deck Company made several different kind of Michael Jordan retirement cards. Anywhere from, you know, a small set might have 23 cards in it. Some may have had like 60 cards into it. And there's different variations, different versions and so forth. And some of those sealed sets. Now, granted, the picture that we're looking at, those cards are no longer sealed in the original box. Those sets could vary anywhere between, you know, $30, $40 up to, you know, $100.
Just depends.
Yeah, just depends.
847. I'm really curious what you think about this one. How about a homestead land grant document issued to my great-great-great-grandfather, approximately 1850, signed by Abraham Lincoln?
Very neat piece. The only thing is, during that time period, quite a few of them were secretarial signatures.
Meaning?
Abraham Lincoln did not himself sign it, but a secretary for Abraham Lincoln signed Abraham Lincoln's name on it.
Hmm. And that must lower the value.
Considerably. Considerably. You're looking at, you know, something $200-ish versus an, you know, authenticated Abraham Lincoln signature in the thousands.
Are there a lot of Abe Lincoln signatures around, though?
They're out there. They are out there. I honestly couldn't tell you how many, but they're definitely out there.
Any George Washington circulating around?
Yes, there is.
Really? Yeah, so, what would a George Washington signature go for?
If I'm recalling correctly, I want to say the Topps Company made a cut signature of George Washington, and that piece sold somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000.
Wow. Yeah. I thought it'd be more, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, he signed a lot of stuff. There was a lot of things that needed to be approved with his signature on it, running a country.
Would Washington be the most the signature worth the most money, or are there some presidents that have ebbed and flowed and worth more at certain times?
You know, I would have to say Washington would probably be the most.
Okay,
in my opinion, yes.
All right, let's keep them going. 312-981-7200 if you have any texts coming on in. I had several 1985 Bears Black and Blues Brothers posters straight from the printer. Some have the colors a bit off. Maybe like misprints. I don't know what the 1985 Bears Black and Blue Brothers poster. You know what that is?
I do. They you have to remember they printed thousands of those. There's so many of them that exist out there. You know, really, you know, it's a neat poster, nice poster. It has some value, you know, $20, $30 or so. You know, print variations like that, just that's a printer's oops. You know,
it doesn't make it worth more.
It's in this particular case, not really. It's not going to draw enough attention, not enough to really, you know, get super excited on it.
All right.
You know, again, if you have that poster, now you have the poster. Let's say it's all signed by the players. There we go. Now we're talking. Now we got something that's in the, you know, hundreds to thousands, you know.
But not just of itself.
Not just the poster itself.
Okay. 6:45 right now. Let's get some phone calls. 312-981-7200. A lot of texts coming in. Let's get on the line, though, with Brian Hogevane. Find out how much it's worth. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 630-969-9600 is Brian Hogevane's number to call or text. Brian, 847 says, I have a picture of JFK.
Yes.
Who has signed the picture to my grandmother, who was a U.S. representative at the time. Sounds pretty cool. Is it worth anything?
Absolutely. If it, you know, if obviously it would have to be the original actual hand-signed piece. Item like that is definitely has collector interest and collector value. You know, JFK's autographs are definitely sought after and do bring in the thousands of dollars.
Okay. The 312 says, we have ration tickets from World War One.
World War One ration tickets.
Hmm.
So military items have always had an interest. Now, what's been fascinating is, though there is still strong interest in World War One, a lot of stuff has moved to World War Two. There is some interest in the Korean conflict, but Vietnam has really gotten a big boost of interest and collectability in those items. But the ration tickets like that, you know, they do have some value. It might be, you know, $20, $30, $40 or something like that. They are collectible. It just depends on, you know, how complete. They were usually issued in a book, in a booklet with the person's name on it. It just depends on overall condition, how it looks, which one it was issued, etc.
Got a text that says, top story Kobe Bryant card film at 11/2/11. I don't know if that's a bunch of typos or if you know what that means, or maybe it's just a Topps Kobe Bryant card. I don't know.
I honestly, I don't.
Okay.
I have no idea exactly what they're referring to.
Hey, 630, type that out slower with punctuation and make sure we don't get any typos, and
sure.
We'll hopefully be able to help you out. I get it. People are excited. 630 says, I have my original gold crown from the dentist, which he replaced. I'm told it can be sold.
Absolutely, yeah. Bring it in. I'm happy to buy that. As long as it's gold in color, it will contain some gold. Just varies, you know, it depends, varying amounts of gold and so forth. But, you know, they could be in the, you know, under $100, and they can be definitely well over $100. Just depends on how much and how much it weighs. Just bring it on in.
And you don't feel weird touching people's old teeth?
Well, generally speaking, when they release the teeth to a patient, they will have put it through an autoclave or sanitize the piece.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's very considerate for you.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phone line. Sue on line one. Sue, what do you have?
Hi. I have my original Barbie doll in its original packaging with the original Montgomery Ward's receipt. And I want to say it's circa 1965.
Nice.
Wow.
It has an original white box, kind of like a white color.
No, it's like see-through. It's the original Twist and Turn.
Okay. I'm just trying to picture exactly which Barbie you have. Is it the one with the short haircut and the bikini?
Not
the bikini. I'm sorry. She would have had a bathing suit on.
Yeah, like
it was like a black and white striped and so forth.
Yes.
Correct. That's, you know, if it's in the original packaging, it would have been like a white base box with a clear plastic over the top, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we're both talking about the same item. Depending on the condition, the earrings in there tend to get corroded very easily. And that does play quite a bit into the value of that. So condition is real sensitive on this particular item, and it could be in the hundreds, if not the low thousands on that piece. It's something we definitely have to see.
Wow, Sue, that sounds pretty cool. You can always, Sue, you can always text Brian a picture of it, too. He can look at specifics before you stop at the store, or just bring it in. Where are you at, Sue? You got a 630 area code.
I am in Bartlett.
Oh, okay. Well, come on down to Westmont, to 16 West Ogden in Westmont, just west of Cass Avenue. You can always show it to Brian. He can give you a look at it.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, what do you have?
Hi. It's my friend whose name is Tom also.
Okay.
He has a 1969 scorecard from the Cubs, Kenny Holtzman no-hitter, signed by all of the starters on the team.
Ooh, the 69 team?
He was a good friend of Billy Williams, and Billy took it into the locker room for him and had everybody sign the scorecard.
Wow. What do you think, Brian? That's a team with a lot of fame behind it, obviously.
Like the 59 White Sox, the 69 Cubs is another very key year for collectibles. That's definitely a good piece. You know, honestly, it's something that has to be fully authenticated, has to have one of the reputable companies with the certification on it. And that's definitely an item that we're always looking to buy. I would say definitely bring it on in. You know,
can it be worth more because it had to do with the no-hitter and such?
It has the potential. It always has the potential, and when it's getting, down to finer science, quality of the signatures, position of the signatures, where they're at, the scorecards, it's interesting because I happen to have a rookie season from Nolan Ryan sign card.
Oh, that's cool.
And surprisingly, the piece only brought about $300.
So, oh, wow. So you never know.
It's interesting. It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss sometimes. But that's definitely, in our area, is always an item that we're looking to get.
Okay, cool stuff. Bring it on in. 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Do you buy silver plate items? Do you buy vintage China dinnerware circa 1940?
We will look at that. We're happy to take a look at all that stuff to see what... what we could potentially do for you. That, okay. I would recommend somebody just give us a call and or, can shoot us a text and talk to us personally, and we can help them out with that.
I have a over 150-year-old Pullman sofa sleeper.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What? A sofa sleeper? I honestly just don't even... We just don't do furniture, so...
Hey, look, the texts come in, Brian.
I know.
I read them to you. And how dare you treat our listener? No, I'm just kidding.
No. With all respect, by all means, definitely no.
That's
no
when
disrespect.
You're supposed to say, "Oh, this is a cool item."
It is cool. It's listen. The train collectibles are always out there. When you start getting those very, very large items, it logistically becomes more challenging, and it does make it a bit more.
Yeah.
Difficult to...
That's fine. That was the diplomatic answer. Nice job. 630-969-9600. Call or text you. Visit the store, 16 West Ogden. Bring your gold in. It's just west of Cast in Westmont. Brian, I'm out of time. Great stuff today. Thanks for coming in, as always.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
We'll talk again soon, I promise.